Good morning. How's this? Can everybody hear me? It doesn't matter because this is for the kids. So, when I was a kid and I was young and, you know, my parents used to say to me, when I was your age, I did this and I did that. And now that I'm a parent, I finally get to say it back to you guys. So when I was a kid, things were very different. I give you guys credit today. Things can be tough sometimes, right? School, right, can be tough. Oh, I know. Siblings. Very tough. So things are very different today than they were when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I used to get to ride into the back of pickup trucks to go to my Little League games. That was pretty cool. Yeah, that doesn't happen today. And even now, you can talk to Miss Arlie when she used to hitch up the horse and buggy to come to church. Very different today, or yesterday than today. I know sometimes we can get down, and I know sometimes we can feel like everybody's out to get us and things just aren't going our way, but I can help. I can actually help today. With pencils. Come on up here. Stand up. Hold up your pencil. All right, nice pencil. Now I want you to break it in half. Break it. You're going to ruin my whole thing today if you can't break it. Oh. Now you're in trouble. You broke the pencil. Sometimes we're like this pencil, right? You know, we come to that breaking point. There's just so much going on, and everything's tough, and everybody's out to get me, and sometimes we break. I'm going to show you that you don't have to be this pencil. I want everybody to take a pencil. One pencil. Don't break it. There you go. Just grab a pencil. So, couple things. What do you guys notice about these pencils? Way to go. What else?
Excellent.
They're pretty. You down on the end. Yes. Okay, we'll swap out pencils. Your eraser fell off. There we go. That's okay. Okay, so the Bible tells us, and you all thought I was going to talk about a football game this afternoon. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. So who else can you turn to when things get tough? Who else? Parents?
God, Jesus.
Yep, God, Jesus, parents, right? The Holy Spirit. We'll take this one for our parents. Okay. And you guys said God and Jesus, right? You know what? Why don't we take two for that one? One more. Two.
I get to break two?
No. We're not breaking anything. Okay. Grab two. Who else? How about your church family? Right? Everybody out here? Your church family? They're worth at least two, right? Grab two. Mm-hmm. Henry, grab two. Who else?
Friends.
Your friends, good one. Grab another. You're giving me all these pencils back at the end. Who else? Maybe do you guys have a sibling, a little brother or something? You're giving me pencils back on this one. That's okay. Who else? Grandparents, good one. Take two, because grandparents are important.
I was just at my grandparents.
Okay, so that nice colorful pencil with all the good words on it, make sure that's in the center, and you're going to surround yourself with the other pencils. Okay? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
I don't have an even amount.
That's okay if you don't have an even amount. You're just going to put it in the center. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So, who has their pencil in the center? Good. Step on up. Nope. Go ahead. You don't have your pencil in the center. All right. Remember how your brother broke it before? Now, with all those pencils surrounding, try and break your pencil in the center. Pretty hard, huh? Go ahead, Sammy. Can't do it. Go ahead. You can't do it. So the whole point today is you guys don't have to go at this alone, right? You have a whole bunch of people. Stop trying, Sammy. You have a whole bunch of people around you. You have your parents. You have your church family. You have your grandparents. You have your friends. We even left out teachers. And most important, who? Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Henry. Try and break your pencil. Let us pray. Can we pray? Here we go. Hold our hands to pray. Dear Lord, Lord, thank you so much for the kids up here today, and thank you so much for being the rock and the strength, not just for them, but for all of us. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.